another drive down the middle on Jody Jenkins, the golf guy.
Jody Jenkins, the golf guy, all part of the Golf Radio Network. And we continue with Henrik Vandergelt, who did defeat me. But it wasn't easy for him. He had to scramble on the final hole to win one up. I think I ended up pressing the other hole before. But fantastic course, Beacon Hall here in Aurora, Ontario. And Henrik, tell us a little bit about the business side of things. I'm always interested in getting perspectives, and from your role as a membership coordinator and so many places to play for potential clients, it's important that you put out the best product you can, and there's no doubt about it, you guys are doing that. But with so many courses popping up, with places shutting down, with prices going up, prices going down, what does that do to you? How do you combat that? What are your strategies for dealing with that?
I think the first thing a golf club really needs to do is define what they have. And we try to do that by, you know, catering to the golf enthusiast. And really, it's everything that we do is geared toward those types of clients. So we don't do weddings. We don't do outside events. We don't do special functions. We cater to the golfer. So we have no tee times, small membership, always have access to the tee, and we have an equity-based membership. I think what you see is golf courses, when they're built, especially now with the heightened sense of competition, there's a lot of options for new golf courses or golfers. They're just not clearly defined. You have a lot of high-end public golf and now a lot of high-end private golf. If you don't have a hitch or a reason to be in the marketplace, it's going to be tough to sell.
Now tell us a little bit about, we alluded earlier about your background and your humble beginnings in the world of golf and your Dutch heritage and all that kind of stuff, but tell us a little bit about your game itself. I'm interested. No, I saw a little bit of it. I don't think that was your A game. That might have been like your B-plus game, but what do you do well? What are your strengths on the golf course? When you know, when you're out there and you're playing at your best and you're having fun, what are you really good at? I know it's not driving.
First of all, you have to understand I'm kind of on the downward slide of a mediocre career to begin with. But you know, my strengths are I can hit it a long way. So if I can keep it in play, you know, I can get around the golf course. I'm a good scrambler, let's put it that way.
Yeah, you did do some good scrambling, and I know you were in awe because of my short game and my feel and my touch around the greens. Tell us a little bit about what equipment you have. I know you're a TaylorMade guy. What exactly do you carry in the bag?
Well, I've been a TaylorMade guy now for about 5 years. I play their TaylorMade irons, the TP Forged, which came out last season, which is probably the best iron I've ever had. Also, TaylorMade woods, you know, everybody knows about, number one driver, number one fairway wood on tour. So I don't think you can fault their woods. And I also carry their putter. Just went to a long Rosa.
Yeah, that was, I don't know.
48 inches, it's pretty good. I like it. Still learning how to use it, but it's pretty good.
And your ball of choice?
I tend to stick with Titleist, number one ball in golf. I don't know if anybody's heard that before, but Titleist ball is hard to beat.
Now, did they prep you before this interview? Because apparently you knew exactly what to say and when to say it.
You know, it's funny. Golfers could probably recite every commercial from the beginning of time as far as golf equipment goes. But
now, for people that are interested in the course, you guys have a fantastic website. How important has the internet been? Is that relatively new for this course? Is that something you guys are exploring?
Well, to be honest, we're going into our actually, this will be our third generation website we're developing right now. It's becoming increasingly important. You know, the new members coming in now are between ages 35 and 50, very internet savvy. A lot of the information that I want to send to them is already available on the website, and, you know, they come to the course with a good knowledge of what they're getting already. So I know that they're looking at it, and it is important. You know, there's some very dynamic websites out there, especially for big high-end clubs, so we have to keep up with the times.
And the website is?
It's www.beaconhall.com.
All right, Henrik, we want to thank you. I know we're going to enjoy a nice bite to eat here. We want to thank you for having us here. And the big event for the RCGA is coming. Is it June 18th to 23rd, I believe?
It is. It's the week of the 18th. The Copas de las Americas. And it'll be the actual competition is Wednesday through Saturday, ending on the 23rd.
Excellent. Well, we want to thank you for having us here today, and we wish you all the best, and hopefully we'll see you. You got to come down to Belleville.
All right. I'll be there.
Check out The Golf Guy online, jjthegolfguy.com. Take a listen to this line from MicroAge President Tom Fleming. When you deal with MicroAge, we take all the worry and problems out of your computer systems. Isn't that a relief? I mean, let's be honest. Sometimes dealing with computers can be frustrating work, but not when you put it in the hands of MicroAge. They cover it all, from computer sales to IT consulting, right through to project management. Their approach is to deal with you and meet your exact needs. They want you to succeed, and they will use their energy and talent to make sure you get there. MicroAge has been in business since 1984, specializing in bringing IT solutions to the business community with the best and accredited professionals in the region. MicroAge in Belleville and Kingston. Computer solutions have never been so clear.
Pinnacle Music Studios is Southeastern Ontario's authorized Yamaha piano dealer. We carry the finest crafted instruments from digital pianos to the world-renowned Yamaha grand pianos. So whether you're a concert-level artist needing a large grand piano or a beginner just starting out, we have a Yamaha instrument to meet your needs and your budget. With over a century of piano manufacturing experience and innovation, Yamaha pianos are the premier choice of concert venues, music schools, professional musicians, and music enthusiasts around the world. Play a Yamaha today at Pinnacle Music Studios, downtown Belleville.
Golf season is back, and Poplars is gearing up
for
another great year. It's 2-1 golf Fridays at Poplars Golf Club. Every Friday, play two games
for
the price of one. Poplars Golf Club in Tweed. Full details, click on poplarsgolfclub.com.
Brent has a hard time with anything that isn't sports.
What's the score? I can't tell. Who's winning?
Brent, it's Shakespeare in the Park. Nobody wins.
You got that right.
That's why Brent likes it at Boston Pizza. Because he can relax, watch whatever game, and always get exactly what's going on. Unlike some other places.
Offside! Totally offside!
The word is objection, Mr. Hawes.
Right, objection. What'd I say?
Boston Pizza. You're among friends.